Welcome to the Blue Stocking Circle podcast. We're your hosts, Grisel,
Ashley,
and Bea.
We are hunkering down, waiting for a hurricane to hit us.
So please excuse the quality. We're literally doing this from a makeshift bunker.
It is. So we got some feedback from one of our listeners, and we were very remiss in our description of Solas in that we didn't give you a description of Solas. So our newbie is going to do the honors and tell you a little bit about what our previous episode should have involved.
Solas is about 26-year-old Alexia Terabotti, who is half Italian. As the book begins, she's in a library at a bar, hiding and trying to get food, when a vampire attacks her. But Alexia is special in that she is soulless, meaning that vampires, werewolves, all of that can affect her. They turn human when they touch her. So she promptly kills the vampire, then pretends to fall into a swoon where she's found by Lord Macon and Professor Lyle. And as the book ensues, they try to solve the mystery of why is this new vampire attacking, why are werewolves and vampires disappearing in general, and
the mystery ensues from there, I guess.
Well, two people are investigating. Other two people are mostly just making up for the whole book, as we discussed in our initial episode.
Okay, so that's what Solas was about. If you haven't heard the first episode yet, go back and give it a listen. Now we're going to move into some of our recent favorites.
Okay, so I've been on a CJ Sherry kick recently. She's a female science fiction writer. She, along with Andre Norton, were kind of like the first women who really started writing in this field. They write a ton of stuff. Pretty much anything you pick up by her is going to be great. She's got a lot of trilogies, a lot of longer series, but there's also standalones. I just finished reading Hestia, which is actually really interesting. A lot of culture versus culture, what side is right, no real protagonist, antagonist, just kind of clashing people's story, which is really interesting. And then I just burned through the first two volumes of Monstrous, which is a graphic novel written and illustrated by women and focused almost entirely on women. I want to say about 99% of the cast in the books are female, and occurs naturally. It doesn't seem as if it's an all-female society. It just so happens that the characters that we're following mostly happen to be female. These are great characters. They're really interestingly written. They're good. They're bad. They're real people. And real people, as much as it's set in a fantasy world where the main character has a monster literally inside of her, thereby becoming the titular monstrous.
Sounds great.
It's really good. Yeah, I highly recommend it.
My recent favorite is the television series The Good Place, starting its second season in just a few days on September 20th. If anyone from NBC is listening to this, please put me on your payroll, because I have been promoting this series nonstop since I fell in love with it during the premiere last year, as both Ashley and Grisel can attest.
Yes. This is true, and you know what? I have to give her a shout out, NBC. Seriously, she didn't stop with me until I watched it, and now I'm a huge fan too, and I'm going to burn through the rest of season one, so I'm all caught up for season two. So it's definitely a good recommendation.
So glad to hear that. This is absolutely my favorite show since The Pushing Daisies, Rest in Peace, and Lost Era. And if those two shows had a baby, The Good Place would be it. The Good Place is about a not-so-good person, played by Kristen Bell, in her best role since Veronica Mars. She winds up in the eponymous Good Place after a very embarrassing death. She gets her dream house, her soulmate, and all the frozen yogurt she can eat for all eternity. The only problem is this Eleanor is living the afterlife meant for another Eleanor with the same last name, who's burning in the bad place while the Eleanor we know parties in paradise. Luckily, the real Eleanor's soulmate, the adorable Chidi, was an ethics professor in life, and he agrees to teach the fake Eleanor how to be a good person so she can earn her spot in the good place. In the meantime, they have to hide the mix-up from Michael, the good place's architect, played brilliantly by Ted Danson. To say any more would ruin the series' numerous and delightful surprises. The Good Place is, and I do not use this word lightly, flawless. It is consistently hilarious, impressively intelligent, and impeccably serialized. The characters are all a joy to spend time with, but what else would you expect from the creator of Parks and Rec and Brooklyn Nine-Nine? It's also got the best twist in current television, and I include your Westworlds and Mr. Robots in that statement. I literally sat on the sofa with my jaw open for a solid 5 minutes during the season one finale, and I can't wait for you two to get there.
Okay, that's I've seen Westworld, and it's a bold statement, so we're going to see if it pays off.
It will, I guarantee it. Don't research this series and risk spoiling it for yourself.
No research ever.
Just trust us, or trust me, and go watch it right now. Oh, NMBC, please send my check, care of the Blue Stocking Circle at gmail.com. Thank you.
Gotta pay the girl. So as for me, I've been on a comics bender lately because world news are getting me down, and that's what I tend to do when I need to pick me up.
Totally fair.
So I go through phases right now. I want nothing but comics and all of it Batman. So that's where my heart belongs. I'm a Batman girl through and through. We're going to have conversations about this eventually. And right now, I'm totally binging Rebirth. I've read it a couple times, and I love it. I won't go into detail, but it's a series that has everything I need. Complex characters, good old heroism, dark themes without being too grim. There are certain Batmans that are unrelentingly grim, otherwise known as the Frank Millers of the world, but this is not one of those. So it's even got a dash of romance. It's that perfect portrayal of love and mutual respect that I so enjoy in the books I read. It gives me all the feels in all the right places. So that is my recommendation for the week.
Is it Batcat?
It is.
Yes.
Okay, so the next time on the Blue Stocking Circle, I hope you guys are all ready to be big damn heroes, because we're going to be discussing one of my favorite movies / TV series of all time, the movie Serenity and the TV series Firefly. Resident newbies? Because neither one of you has either seen the movie or seen the TV series, am I right?
No.
I have not. Do you know anything about these amazing works of fiction?
I thought they were both TV shows.
I know a little bit from internet osmosis, but okay. I was a newbie last time, so I'll let Crystal be the designated newbie this time.
I know that there's people in space, and there's that one guy who I've seen in other things, who I think is a captain, or flies a ship of some sort through space.
Well, you do need a captain to fly a ship through space, so that's good. That's a good, solid foundation. Yeah, so...
Is it a Joss Whedon thing?
It is a Joss Whedon thing. Yes.
Okay, that's all I know. That is literally all I know.
Well, if anyone knows Joss Whedon, then you probably know a lot more than you think you know, given everything else that he does. Maybe. We'll see. So if Solis...
Was Eliza Dushku in it? Like, was she in like everything he did?
She is one of the few who is not.
Okay, see? So.
But Gina Torres is, and Gina Torres pops up in a lot of Joss Whedon things. So if Solis was a romp through an alternate history, steampunk Victorian England... then the world of Serenity Firefly is a romp through a Western set in space, set in the future, set in a sci-fi-esque reality. It's really interesting. If you guys...
Is it at all like Cowboy Bebop or something like that?
That's a good...
Okay.
I think we're on the right track.
Okay.
Like I said, I think you know more than you think. It's definitely on the right track. So we need you guys to make some fresh bao or pick some up at your local grocery store. Grab a drink, just as long as it's not from your favorite unification-friendly bar. We are definitely brown coats, or we will be definitely brown coats by the end of next episode. And don't forget to join us for episode 2 of the Blue Stocking Circle.
I have a question. Are we watching this entire series? Or are we watching only certain episodes?
Obviously, I recommend the whole series. The series is only one season long. It aired on Fox in 2002. And was canceled just a year later. We're all very bitter about that still in the Firefly universe. We have not gotten over it. It's 14 episodes. Okay, so homework for you guys. If you can't watch the whole series, which is my first recommendation, obviously, definitely watch the first 2 episodes, which is in order, Serenity and The Train Job. Serenity is also the name of the movie that came out in 2005, but it's also the name of the pilot. So Serenity, Train Job, and then the last episode of the series... Objects in Space, which it's a little philosophical, but you actually get a much fuller picture of the characters, and that'll help you as you go into watching Serenity, because it's really interesting to see how the series leaves them versus where they're picked up about 8 months later in universe time with the start of the movie.
Three episodes in a movie. Sounds great.
Okay.
That's your homework.
You can find the Blue Stocking Circle online at thebluestockingcircle.com or on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr at Blue Sox Circle. That is Blue SOX Circle.
Or you can email us at thebluestockingcircle@gmail.com.
So that is it for today. We'll be airing our next episode on October 1st.
Cheers!
Welcome to the Blue Stock.
Oh, my God! You're right. We did 5 seconds of silence. Oh, my goodness. Stop.
So many blooper moments.